Okay. That was Sorrow by Bad Religion, and it was about the hope that the world can be a better place in the midst of all this sorrow, which I think is rather appropriate, especially on a day like today. Now we're going to talk about student loans and how there's an encroaching bad man trying to eat your freedom.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's funny, like, year and a half, 2 years ago, Representative Mark Souder, I believe it is, I think he's from Indiana, he passed an amendment to one of the federal education funding bills that said that anyone who had ever been convicted for any drug offense, and, I mean, we're talking simple possession of pot up to, you know, running a crack house, so anything in the middle there at all was no longer eligible for any federal student loans. And the irony here is that people who are actually still eligible for federal student loans are people who, you know, have convicted murderers, convicted rapists. As soon as they get out of prison, they can get federal student loans. But any kid who, you know, forgot about their Fourth Amendment rights and let the cops search their car and he found a roach in their ashtray and they brought him up on charges can't now. And one of the cool things, I mean, it's crazy, but there's an organization called Students for Sensible Drug Policy, and they have had actually this last year been following him around the country, kind of, and challenging him on this everywhere he went. I thought it was one of the most awesome pieces of direct activism. You know, when your government does something to you, you know, not something for you, but they do something to you, it's good to be able to just get up in their face and say, look, it's not acceptable. You can't do that to us. And I thought it was pretty cool. We're working really hard to get that law changed because it's not right.
Yeah, it is not right. Is there like a libertarian lobby against
it? Yeah, we had a, gosh, I'm trying to remember the website. We probably have a link off of, you know, the SSDP. They're an independent organization, but they should have some links to us to get that changed. Another good organization for that is the Drug Policy Alliance, who actually, one of the people on their board is Kurt Schmoke, who's former mayor of Baltimore, and he's now a professor at Howard University Law. You know, just trying to get a more sensible drug policy in this country where we recognize that, you know, there's not much difference between you going home and smoking a joint and you going home and having a beer. And, you know, neither of them are hurting anyone else. It's just one of them we seem to feel that it would be worth putting you in jail for.
Not getting a student loan.
And not getting a student loan.
What if you just made a mistake, like our president of the United States, who is, like, snorting coke, but he went to Yale.
He's got good lawyers.
Yeah.
And a lot of money. And so
he doesn't need student loans. That's the difference.
Right,
His parents are rich.
Well,
and you're
look at,
doesn't matter.
Look at Jeb Bush, Florida governor. His daughter got caught, what's she doing? Oh, she was forging prescriptions for, like, is it Vicodin or something, some crazy pain medication that she was addicted to. And, you know, Jeb Bush is telling the media, you know, leave us alone. It's a family problem. We're going to work it out. Well, I'm sorry, but, you know,
forgery?
What
a federal offense.
Yeah, what sort of country do we live in where Jeb Bush's daughter gets to work it out with her family and go to treatment? But, you know, any daughter who isn't the daughter of the governor gets to go to jail for 3 years for being addicted to the same drug. I mean, the amount of hypocrisy that's inherent in the entire drug war, the fact that right now the sentencing guidelines, federal sentencing guidelines for substances say that, you know, I don't remember the exact terms, but say you have such and such amount of cocaine, you go to jail for, we'll say, 1 year. If you have the same exact amount of crack cocaine, you go to jail for 10 years. It's a 10-to-1 ratio as far as either the amount or the sentence. It's 10 times the punishment for crack. Do you know what the difference is between crack and powder cocaine?
Crack is a lot cheaper.
Well, that's one difference.
Mostly poor people.
Poor black people.
Smoke crack.
White people White people snort coke, and black people smoke crack. And so it was easy for Congress to say, you know, we'll throw all the black people in jail, and the white people not so much.
Yeah.
I mean, drug laws are racist. Gun laws are racist, too, because one of the gun laws that's really popular is this idea of a Saturday night special law, you know, that you shouldn't be allowed to buy cheap guns. Well, if you're, you know, making $8 an hour, trying to feed a family on it, living on, you know, a pretty ugly part of Baltimore or D.C., and, you know, just trying to get up out of where you're at, and you want to protect your family, you know, what kind of gun can you afford? You're not going to buy a $700 Glock, because you can't. I mean, that's your frickin' rent money.
You
so
could join the military.
You could join the military, but they won't give you your gun when you're done. Yeah, they're mean like that. So it's, you know, it's just crazy the kind of stuff people do. And, you know, it's cool that there are a lot of people who are waking up and saying, you know, everybody's doing it. The Republicans are doing it to us. The Democrats are doing it to us. And, you know, it's just the same mouthful of mouthwash going back and forth, back and forth. Nothing changes until you really stand up and say, look, it's not acceptable anymore. I don't want Tweedledee. I don't want Tweedledum. I want something new. And that's
Tweedle new.
Yeah, we'll be Tweedle new. And, you know, that's why I work so hard and so many people work so hard in making the Libertarian Party more of a force, because when we see this sort of injustice, we just want to fight against the injustice, and we don't want to kind of be wishy-washy like John Kerry, and maybe it's good to be in a war, and maybe it's bad to be in a war, and I can't really remember because I'm too busy being a mayonnaise sandwich on white bread with the crust cut off. You know, what's up with that? Take a stand. You know, anywhere that there's injustice, we're going to say, no, you can't do that. There was a law in Maryland, or an attempt in Maryland by Dutch Ropersberger, who was pretty popular in Maryland politics for a while. And he had passed a law, or was trying to pass a law, called SB 509. It's about 3-4 years ago. And what it would have done was, there was an area of Baltimore area that was kind of depressed and, you know, kind of run down. And he pitched this thing as a revitalization program. He was going to go in, use eminent domain to seize that property, to seize those houses and stuff, and, you know, probably give some money to the people for the houses, and then revitalize it. Well, it came out that what he was doing was using the Maryland state's authority to take property, to take it, and he was going to give it to a development corporation that was going to revitalize. Well, the development corporation happened to be owned by his friends and family. So basically, all these people who really didn't want to move and didn't want to give up their houses were being told by Dutch Ruppersberger and the supporters of SB 509, you got no choice. And we, together with a lot of other political groups in Maryland, we went to every public meeting he had, and we outnumbered his supporters 10-1, and we created a huge public outcry against, you know, this politician stealing people's houses to give them to his friends to blow them up and create, you know, strip malls and little walkways and all sorts of wackiness. I mean, stuff like that just is not acceptable. And if you let it happen, you know, it's your own damn fault.
Did you get the proposal overridden?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We smacked him down hard. And it was very, very cool.
See, that just shows you, all you have to do is speak up.
Right.
I mean, and they even talked about it in an article in the Diamondback that maybe if more students actually uprose against the tuition increases, that might have affected things. But
yeah.
Nobody knows because nobody really did anything about it.
Right. Well, so, you know, you get kind of used to getting the shaft and you forget that you can speak up. And one of the things that, you know, I can't stress enough is you have to register and you have to vote. If you don't register and vote, they really don't care. They never care. Because, you know, you can go to a rally and you can say, oh, we hate the war, or, oh, we hate this tuition hike, or, oh, we hate this drug law. But if they know that when it comes to their reelection, that it's not you that's voting, it's some little blue-haired old lady who they managed to convince that, you know, you're some sort of crazed pot smoker, then they're going to pander to the little blue-haired old lady. And one of the sad things is that people, you know, my age and your age, don't, as a general rule, vote. We don't, as a general rule, bother to register because we don't think it matters. Well, it freaking matters. So
yeah, it really does.
If you want to change things, go out there. You know, get active and tell your politicians when you call them, when you write them, when you email them, tell them, I am a voter from your district who is not happy with your policies. So, you know, you'll get a response from them, and they'll know that you're out there and you're going to vote against them if they cross you.
Mm-hmm. And young people had a lot to do with Bill Clinton's election.
Absolutely, and they're having a lot to do with the popularity of, you know, candidates like Howard Dean, and they had a lot to do with the popularity of Ralph Nader and our candidate for president last time, Harry Brown. We had a lot of really active campus organizations that really got behind him, because I have never seen a more passionate activist than a young person who really finds an issue that, that appeals to him. You know, I get really passionate about issues, and it's kind of, I have to settle down a little bit sometimes. But, you know, I think that, that if you don't have an outlet for those passions, what you, what's going to end up is you become apathetic. You become one of those people who just goes, ah, they're all bastards. No one cares about me. No one's going to do anything different. I might as well not even bother. And that's exactly what they want. A mainstream major party candidate wants nothing more than to keep as many people home from the polls as possible, because the less people they have to think about, the easier it is for them to decide who's going to win.
Yeah. Apathy.
Apathy is your, not your friend.
Apathy for sale.
Yeah, so I encourage everyone who's listening, you know, get out there, register, vote. If you haven't signed our petition yet, sign our petition. You know, and if there's a Libertarian candidate on your ballot, vote for them. If there's a Green Party candidate on your ballot, don't let anyone tell you this, vote for them too. Vote for any candidate who's willing to listen to you, who's willing to respect you as a voter and as a person, and respect your rights. You know, if you find someone who you just really are excited about, you know, be it a Howard Dean or a Linda Shade who ran for state delegate in my district in Tacoma Park, get involved, because there's nothing a candidate needs more than volunteer help, and you can really, really make a difference at that local activist level and really change things.
Grassroots.
Grassroots. It's, but not grassroots, because then you won't get your student loan.
Yeah, that's true. Grassroots, but not marijuana roots.
Not marijuana roots.
If you want to go to college.
Yeah. Just don't get caught. Remember, when the officer asks to search your bag, you say, no, thank you. Am I free to go?
Okay, well, on that note, we're going to wrap things up.
Let me give out the website, if that's cool.
Okay.
If you want to know more about the Libertarian Party of Maryland, the website's www.md.lp.org. And, you know, you can find my email on there. You can email me if you have questions or whatever. And I encourage everyone to check it out.
Make sure you know as much as you can before you vote in the upcoming election, which is about 14 months away. Okay. Well, thank you for being here, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for informing the public.
It's awesome. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, this has been WMEC. Over and out.